So you weren't
I'm
one
not
to
a good
answer
public
questions.
Speaker. No, I'm not a good public speaker. One-on-one, I can do pretty good. And I had a hard time, even in like in Rotary Club, you know, and in different, of course, soil conservation was just a small group, but I wasn't a very good student in school either. I was probably in the lower third of the class. But
did you learn Spanish?
I took 2 years of Spanish, and that was one of the worst classes I had. I think I failed it more in high school than I did anything else. Spanish, I had a hard time. And then I thought, when I went off in the Navy, I would go all through with it. And then when I came back, started farming, I had to pick it up again.
Mm-hmm.
And Spanish, I still have a little trouble with it. I do more like what they call shovel Spanish, you know, just around on the farm and get by.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some Spanish I don't really know.
You sort of learn a different kind of Spanish out here on the farm than
yeah.
you learn at school, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, that's in school, it's Castilian Spanish. And,
mm-hmm.
and
that's what they taught you back in high
school?
They taught
high
you school. Castilian?
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
I think it's what they called it. And,
uh-huh.
Here a few years ago, I saw one of my old school teachers, Mrs. Cry, and she came over here to neighbors. And we got together a little bit. But
have you heard anybody speaking Castilian?
Castilian Spanish?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really know the difference. It's where you conjugate verbs and stuff, or I don't know much about it.
Seems like the biggest difference is that they sound like they're talking with a lisp.
Lisp?
Yeah, so instead of like a desayuno, they'll say desayuno, something
yeah.
like that. I don't know how it works, but because I didn't learn Castilian, but
you're
yeah.
pretty good.
Something like
yeah.
that. They probably say cinco instead of cinco.
Yeah.
Am I going to bother you?
No, go ahead.
It's long ago. Took Spanish.
Okay, let's see. If a woman is ready to have her baby, she usually goes to the
hospital.
Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't want to have her baby in the hospital, she usually gets help from a woman who's called a
midwife. Yeah.
You ever heard any other names for that?
Midwife. No.
Like granny woman?
I never have been around many of those.
Okay. When two people are ready to spend the rest of their lives together, they get
married.
Mm-hmm. Where do they get married?
Church.
Mm-hmm. And who marries them in the Lutheran Church?
The preacher, pastor.
Minister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's see. Then the woman becomes the man's
wife.
Mm-hmm. And he is her
husband.
Mm-hmm. And do you happen to know the first four books of the New Testament?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm. Who do we pray to?
God.
Mm-hmm. And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
Mm-hmm. We go to college to get what?
Education.
Mm-hmm. And where do you check books out from?
Library.
Mm-hmm. Did you have children?
Two, boy and girl.
Mm-hmm. And so the girl is your
daughter.
Uh-huh. And now, did you have sisters and brothers?
No, I was only one.
Okay.
Child.
So if you had a sister, your sister's son would be your
be a nephew.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's brother would be your
uncle.
Uh-huh. In the old days, did they have a different name for a teacher who was a woman versus a teacher who was a man?
Oh, that's, I see. Nah,